So, kol eved rotzeh liot chofshi. Every slave wants to be free. And we're all slaves, right? We all have our addictions. We're all slaves. So we all want to be free, right? Kol ani rotzeh liot ashir, and every poor person wants to be rich. Aval ha'shelah hi, kama zeh mashmuti avorach. How much do you really care? It's all about desire. Ma maspik chashuv bishvicha shata mukhan lishtanot bavana. What's important enough that you're willing to change for it? For 210 years we were slaves. Besofo shel davar afachnu chofshim. But finally we became free. Ach matai be'emet ishtinu? But when did we really become free? Rak kasher amad liyamsuf. Only when we are at the splitting of the sea. Achshav takshiv le'omek omkim. And now listen to the deepest of depth. Listen to that. Open up your hearts. Ma'o mashmut shel zeh she'adam yotzer be'elokim. What does it mean that God is, man is made in the image of God? Zeh omer she'kol ma she'anachnu osim, gam ha'teva oseh. Means whatever we do, nature also does. Nature copies us. That's why big tzaddikim, they change, and nature goes with them. And we see when we do a change, nature also changes. Why did the sea really split? Turn from waters to dry land? Pashut mod, very simple. Because we changed. When we changed, when we were willing to make that change, like Larry was alluding to with the jumping into the water, then the sea said, oh, I can also change. The world mimics us. We left Egypt, we thought, wow, it's very nice to be free. It was really nice. But it didn't change us. We saw a bunch of miracles. There's a lot of beautiful things we see, a lot of awesome inspirational talks, and we see beautiful things. But we don't change just because we saw something beautiful. So what was unique about the Kriyas Yamsuf experience? We could not get away from the Egyptians. From the depth of our souls, we cried out to Hashem, Ribono shel Olam, Master of the World, Chiruti be'emet kol kach chashuv lanu. Freedom is so important to us. Anachnu muchanim lasot hakol bishvil hazeh. We're willing to do anything to be free. Kol davar shebaolam, anything in the world. In other words, what was unique about the Kriyas Yamsuf experience? That we were gonna die. All the other times, our lives were not threatened. We were just sitting back and watching the show as God, you know, reeled up in all the miracles. But here by Kriyas Yamsuf, we were desperate. We were mamish screaming to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and saying, we need your help, and we need to change, and we'll do anything, and we're willing to literally do anything, right? They say, and it's true, that the best way for growth is to hit rock bottom. Because only when you hit rock bottom very often are you willing to actually take the necessary steps in order to grow. When things are okay, we're on cruise control, we're not willing to take the real steps towards growth. So we were in a desperate situation. We were screaming to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem will do anything. Save us. And at that moment, when we were willing to really change, then the sea split, and then we became truly free men, and we began to be able to really believe in a God. Because we weren't passive. We were crying out in desperation towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, so part one of the drasha of Rav Shlomo's teaching us is that the difference between Kriyas Yamsuf and everything else is that we were desperate, and because we were desperate, we were willing to really change ourselves. Everybody with me so far? We're good? Okay. Nice thumbs up. I like that. Okay. Rav Shlomo is going to interweave another classic concept, which he teaches a lot about, which is also very, very deep for us. So what do we do to change? Everyone knows, which means that there's a midrash, which says that when we split the sea, there were 12 different paths. wasn't one big sea split like in Prince of Egypt, but there was 12 different paths. The Kol Shevet Aita Minaran Mishalem, each one had its own path, each tribe. Haminarot Eilu Ayukav Yachol Asuyot Zchuchit. It was like there was glass on each side. Vashvatim Yochalu Lerot Achad Etzini, and each tribe could see each other. Te'eru Latzmachem, Ruven Over Meminara, V'mkom Lit'ot Kol Hazmanim, Shimon V'Acharim Tovim, and Yochalu Lerot Shekulam Mutupalim Kamo Shetzarich. Instead of wondering whether my friend's drowning, they all could see each other. It was like a clear box, like in an aquarium, you know? They each got their own glass box. They could see each other. ויותר חשוב מכך, כל שבט יכול היה לראות שהשני מוציא את דרכו. And each one saw that they had their unique path. לכל שבט הייתה דרך אחרת לעבור במים. Each one had its own path to the water. השאלה הנשאלת היא, מדוע לא יוכלו כל היהודים להיכנס למנהרה אחת? So why? Why did God arrange it, my friends, that each tribe had to split the sea, which is code word for change, okay, with their own unique, you know, path? What is that teaching us? Because everything in Torah is teaching us something eternal. So why did God arrange it that each tribe had to go in their own path? What do you guys think?
Everybody had a choice which way they want to go, no, Keith? This one, right?
Okay, they each had a choice, and they each could had their own unique way. They each had their own unique path towards serving God. In other words, Shlomo was saying that the way towards true freedom is not to just be following what everyone else does. But on the one hand, you're going towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but on the other hand, you need to find your own unique mitzvah. You know, the Rambam writes that every Jew has their mitzvah, that's their chilek in Olam Haba. And in Chassidus, they say that every Jew has their maseches. Every Jew has their mitzvah. And a lot of times, like, they go around the Shabbos table and I'll say, what's your mitzvah? You know? What's your mitzvah that you just, like, love doing? That's like, that you're in your flow state. I love it. So you got to find what's your mitzvah. And through that mitzvah, you can unlock everything else. Okay? By tapping into that. So, למה להפריד? אתם יודעים, חברים, כולם לומדים תורה, כולם מניחים תפילים, כולם משתדלים לשמור שבת. We're all keeping Shabbos, we're all wearing tefillin, we're all... מתי אתה הופך לאינדיבידואל? כדי להפוך לאינדיבידואל, אתה חייב לחצות את ים סוף. But in order to become an individual, you mean you're unique, you need to split the sea. You need to be willing, I need to be willing to grow, to change, to do something which is hard for me, which is my unique test. You know, the Yetzer Hara, Chassidus talks about, the Yetzer Hara is so smart, it gets us to focus on all those things which are easy for us, which we don't challenge, right? Let's say, Larry, you're a really nice guy. So the Yetzer Hara says, you know what? God created Larry, and he loves to give tzedakah. He's a nice guy. So I'll let him give as much tzedakah as he wants. He can give tzedakah to all the beggars, and he'll feel good about himself. Meanwhile, the whole reason why he came into the world was not to give tzedakah. That's natural for him. That's not a test. His test, I don't know, is whatever, you know, is muksa, to not touch muksa. So, but, and you know, how do you know it's muksa? Because you know, deep inside, you're such a struggle. You don't want to touch the muksa, but you know you really should not touch the muksa, right? That's what you know your challenge is. That's your splitting of the sea. So the Yitzhara lets you give the tzedakah so you feel good about yourself, but you don't overcome the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent you into this world. Right? We all do that. We have the thing that's easy for us, but then we have the taivas, the thing that are hard for us, but we know deep inside that that's the key and that when I'm doing that right, everything is flowing in my avodas Hashem. Okay? So you gotta find your own unique path, your own unique, you know, struggle. And when you overcome that struggle, you find that's your splitting of the sea moment to become the true you, to really grow. תאר לעצמכם, שבשלב מסוים פגשתי מישהו שהיה לו הרבה כסף, אז הוא הפסיד את הכל. שאל אותי, מה עלינו לעשות כדי לתת מהמטב שלו? Now, imagine, oh, how do we know what our unique mitzvah is? Great question. That from Tikva? Yes. Well, the Netivot Shalom says like this. your unique mitzvah is basically twofold. The first one is the mitzvah that you're really good at. Okay, so like in Larry's case, he loves giving tzedakah, makes a lot of money, and he just gives it all away to the Simcha Center. Please. Right? So that's one mission that he has, the thing that you're good at and that people enjoy and that comes naturally to you. That's the easy one, though. The second mission is what you know deep inside you feel that when you're doing this, you're more connected to Hashem, you're better, you're a better you. But you have such a desire, such a taiva to not do that. That's your mission. Of course, our mission is to do all the 613 commandments, right? And every day to be doing mitzvahs. But at the same time, every neshama is sent into the world for a specific tikkun. So then Tiva Shalom explains that when you look deep inside yourself and it's a thing that you're struggling with, but you know that that's really the key to everything. And when you hear Dvar Torah about it, your soul lights up because like, yeah, I gotta overcome that. That then you know that that's your mission. So you gotta be, you see. Great. Is that clear? Awesome. Not that I've mastered my tikkun. So I think I do have an inkling as to what my tikkun is, but it's a daily struggle. It's a daily struggle. And Hashem should bless us all with the strength. That's why every day we read Kriyas Yamsuf, right? Because every day we have to overcome that challenge. Yeah? Those challenges. Please God. And the only real way to overcome that mission that you have is through prayer, is through tefillah. Because we are not stronger enough to overcome our desires for our mission. It's too hard for us. But God is more powerful than our desires. So when we pray to Hashem, He can give us the strength to overcome our challenges. You with me, guys? Oh, Yakim, did you hear that? I'll tell you later. Okay, we're going on. We're going back to Rav Shlomo. Yeah.
Prayer overcomes challenges.
Prayer is the only way to overcome your challenges. Only way. Mom.
What about work?
Prayer is the work. The Gemara says, Ezi avodasha b'lev, what's the work of the heart? Prayer. No, you're right. You're right. Maisim, also actions. When we get used to doing certain habits or actions, you know, then it becomes our teva to overcome that desire. So you need both. You need prayer and you need action. You're right. You're right. Absolutely. So again, there's a rich guy and he lost all of his money. So this is a true story. So he asked Rav Shlomo, what do I do in order to get out of my situation? As a martilo, taftiach l'kadosh baruch hu, you know what Shlomo says? Promise Hashem, shekeshu yiten lecha shuv kesef, that when he's going to give you money again, ata taseh mashu shema'olam no asita lefneken. You're going to do something that you never did before. That's the key. You want to get rich? Make a little ned there. Make a little promise. Bava Rebbe was stuck in the Holocaust and he was saved like 107 times miraculously. And what was his trick? Every time he was stuck and about to get killed by a Nazi, he made a little neder. He made him a little promise he's going to do something better. Once, for example, he's going to do Malava Malka, for example, with friends. And as soon as he did that, he was saved. I've seen it in my own life, miracles like that. So Shlomo says, you want to see miracles in your life? Promise Hashem that you're going to do something better that you've never done before. Achshav tiftechu et halev. Now open up your hearts, my friends. Rabbi Nachman Omer, chol pam shetam argish, shigat elasof, every time you feel like you've got to the end, ata tzarich lomar l'kadosh baruch hu, you need to tell Hashem, barur shekol ma shasit ad kol lo mana mimenu lagi l'matzav hazeh. Zeh omer shata rotze mimenu mashu shumeolam l'asiti. God, if I'm in this situation, clearly, you put me in this situation, right? Nothing ever happens to him. So Hashem, why do you put me in this situation? Because clearly, you wanted me to grow in some way. I'll give you an example from my own life. I was in a bad situation, a challenging situation, not a bad, a challenging situation in my life. and I didn't really know what to do. I went to my Rebbe, and we brainstormed, like, what can I do? So we came up with the idea that I should start davening, going to Nate's and going to the mikveh before I daven. And that felt like a very good new avoda. And I started doing it, and I started really liking it. And the interesting thing is that the challenge, so to speak, didn't work out. Like, it didn't work out the way that I thought it would work out. It did work out in the end, but it took years to see the blessing from that situation. But the immediate thing that happened is that now I started davening Nates and mikvah, even though I never used to do that, but I always wanted to. So it could be the whole reason I experienced that whole challenge was just to get me to do that new mitzvah. You know, we don't know why HaKadosh Baruch Hu does what we do. The world is backwards, right? We don't know why, but maybe that's the whole reason I had to experience that hardship in life. I don't know. Maybe the whole purpose of me coming to this world is that I could, you know, that was one of my purposes. Who knows? So when something challenging is going on in life, bing, 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 remember what Rosh Shlomo said. This is a test, a challenge to get me to take something new upon myself in my service of God. Okay? Sheyetzanim Mitzrayim, lo iftachnu l'Kadosh Baruch Hu shelemdem beit HaMikdash. I want to say one more thing, Rosh Shlomo says. When we left Egypt, we didn't promise that we'd rebuild the base of Migdash. Chashavnu shepashut nia yudim. We thought, we'll just be good Jews. Chashavnu shenia datim. We'll be from. Nia metukim v'chametim. We'll be sweet. We'll be cute. And atchila lachadar to say, yeah, we'll begin to go to Israel. Afa kishigano liyamsuf. When he got to the sea, lo yalan lecha. There was nowhere to go. Hayinu besof. We were at the end. As a temyudim ma'amar la'atzmonu, you know, we said to ourselves, "Yish davar achad shme'olam lechashavni lasot." There's one thing that we never thought of doing. Zelev notet beit hamikdash. We want to build the base of mikdash, right? If you look in the Az Yashir, we say, "Konenu yadecha." We're gonna prepare our hands to build the base of mikdash. We started praying to. We said to God, "We're gonna rebuild the base of mikdash." Tzarich liot makom echad shemamash lo nagim bo. There has to be one place, God. We're not gonna touch it. It's just for you. Lorak beit mikdash fizi, and the mikdash belev shali. Not just the physical base of mikdash, but in our hearts, we're going to dedicate a base of mikdash, something totally for God. When we split the sea, every Jew took upon himself something that they never did before. Every individual made a promise. When we left Egypt, it was all just national. We were all smiling, but it wasn't yet individual. Kriyas Yamsuf was the first time when I found my unique service of God. I took upon myself to do something. Okay? I want to tell you guys a story that I heard this weekend about Rav Shimshon Pinkus. So Rav Shimshon Pinkus was a big rabbi and a bit of a Kabbalist, American rabbi. He lived down south. And there was a man who was for many years praying to have a child, and him and his wife were unsuccessful. And he heard about this Rav Shimshon Pinkus, so he went all the way down to Afikim, I believe, and he knocks on his door. And it was late at night. And he says, Rebbe, can I please get a bracha to have a child? So Pinkus says, come with me to the car. It has already been midnight. And they take a car and drive. And he asks the guy, he says, have you been davening? Have you prayed to have a child? And the guy says, I've got to keep out my head. Of course I'm praying to have a child. And he looks at him, he says, no, but have you been praying for real? He doesn't understand. He's like, what do you mean? I say, every Shema Kolenu, I pray. So he takes them into the desert, and he says, come back, I'll come back in an hour, pray. He says, what? And he drives off. He drives back an hour later, and says, did you pray? And looks at the man, and the man says, are you crazy? I told you I prayed already before. What are you doing? And he says, I don't see it in your eyes. Did you really beg to Hashem from the depth of your heart? And he gets it. He drives away again. And he comes back an hour later. and his eyes are full of tears. And he says, yeah, I prayed. I really prayed to the depth of my heart. And 9 months later, he had a child. He says, Rabinka says, I don't need to give you a bracha, he told him. For sure Hashem is going to hear your prayer. Because it's one thing, it's very cute to like say, okay, we'll say the prayer because it's part of our Amidah. It's another thing to really believe that it's only God, that everything is completely dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's a totally different type of prayer. And it's not just about prayer, but it's about action. Shlomo's challenging us and telling us that if you really want to grow, you need to find your own unique mitzvah, your challenge, and commit yourself to do it. Real growth will not happen until you find your tikkun, your fixing, and start tackling on it. And sometimes we need a friend and a Rebbe to struggle with over how we're going to do it, but that's really the first steps in growth. So Bezrat Hashem, I don't want to just leave this class as an inspiration. We're going to sing a little prayer, a little song. And I challenge everyone while I'm singing to get a pen and paper, or worst, you get a computer, but it's better with a pen and paper. And try to think upon, if you could take upon yourself one splitting of the sea action, which is really your individual fixing, that you would like to take upon yourself. You don't have to tell anyone. We're not going to announce it, but try to let Emes flow down and really take that splitting of the sea moment upon yourself. Okay? So we'll sing the Rav Shlomo is making about splitting of the sea that we sing. It was an amazing pleasure to learn Torah with you guys tonight. Before we get cut off, I want to invite everyone